I thought Pastor Lisa was a little off when she asked me to share because I'm just the guitar player in the band. And I just get to, I don't often get to share or speak. But sometimes we need to hear things more than once, and sometimes we need to say things more than once. And the other night when I was here, Sister Shirley, when I greeted her, she said to me, "I think this is the best thing that we've ever done." Is that what you said? Ever started. And then I recalled that a couple years ago, she said that to me again. So this was the second time that I heard that, and it is truly true. All right. We've heard so much through the week. I can't recap it for you. I wasn't even here until Tuesday. But I want to tell you something about your part. Okay, that's what I came here to tell you. And I asked the Lord for the scripture to let me tell you this. And well, he gave me 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We know what it is, the love chapter. Now, let me just tell you something. To be honest with you, I hated that chapter. Okay, why? Because being a musician, I played at hundreds and hundreds of weddings, and I heard it over and over again. And don't let anybody kid you, every bride is a bridezilla. Okay. Especially towards the musicians when she wants what she wants at her wedding. So I don't often go back to that chapter, but I said, "Are you kidding, Lord?" Okay, that's it. All right. We heard about the gifts, and we heard about how we all have our gifts, and we are individually members of this body of Christ, okay? And we each, only you can play your part, right? Only you can fill that with that gift. Well, not only do you have a gift, but you literally are a gift. Especially this group here today. You really are a gift. Because you are prophecy fulfilled. They told us that you were coming. The prophets told us. I am not kidding you. Some of the adults, some of the older folks here, do you remember the prophecy about this generation that's going to be free? Okay, and unencumbered. And love the Lord and bring the presence of God into the house. That rings true. The past few years that I've been to camp, it rang true in my heart. And I just want to thank you for the gift that you are. And what I want to do is send you off with 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if that's okay. All right? Let me find it. Now, what it says right before this chapter starts, and it talked about all the gifts, Paul says, "Let me show you a more excellent way." Now, that's what you've been shown, okay? This excellent way. This is what happened here. Every time we visit here, and somebody, "Jim, when you tell me you love me, I know you do. I do. I know you do." All right? The brothers that I've become closer to, Clint and others, Pastor Lisa, when they say that, okay, I know that because of what they do for all that come here, for what they do in this house, in this place. And I just want to thank you for it because what it does is allows me to go home and love my brothers and sisters, all right? But here's the chapter. "If I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but do not have love, I become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and as if I have faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Love is patient. It is kind. It is not jealous. It does not brag. It's not arrogant. It does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails. But if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away with. If there are tongues, they will cease. There is knowledge, it will be done away with. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the part will be done away. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. I know in part, and then I will know fully just as I also have been fully known. But now faith, hope, and love abide. Abide these three, but the greatest is love. And God is, it's the essence of it all. It's why you are here. It's why we're all here, because of the love of God. So I want to encourage you as you go, you have a treasure in this earthen vessel that you take with you. I want you to tell folks that you encounter, and I want you to, I wrote this down, say it freely that you love them. Tell them freely that you love them, but don't tell them lightly. Because you are telling them who God is. You are moving the creator of the universe that lives and dwells in you. As you play your part, what he is really all about. Amen? Okay. Amen.
Thank you, John. Amen. I don't think we forgot anything. With that, stand with me, please. We thank you for being here.